Westwood One Entertainment's Greaseman Morning Show. From the deepest creative crevice of this man's mind, from his far-flung isle of ideas, simmering up from his subconscious, where no psychiatrist dares to venture, comes to you the Ring Dang Dude.
And having a ball, it's Nino Greaseminelli. Up and around every day. When you need me, I'll be here. No matter how bad you feel. Oh, sure, sometimes the alarm bangs off and there I am running my yap. You're tempted to say,
shut up.
But I can't help myself because I'm too enthusiastic. I'm so effervescent. And you've never known me when I...
Effervescent.
That's it.
Westwood One Entertainment invites you to spend your morning drive seeing the world through the Greaseman's eyes.
Making a few bucks on the parts, you know, Seinfeld is in syndication, so I'm doing the overdubbing on some of the cocks. Well, you know, for Latin American country, Seinfeld in Spanish, you got to hear it sometime.
Hola, oye, Jerry. Jorge está loco.
Kramer, ¿por qué dices que está loco? No está loco.
It's wacky. I say let's celebrate.
Hard-headed woman.
Yeah.
Soft-hearted man. Been the cause of trouble ever since the world began. Oh, yeah.
Well, we got the Unabomber.
Ever since the world began.
We're celebrating.
A hard-headed woman and a thorn in the side of man.
Give him what fur for me, Bubba.
Adam told Eve, listen here to me.
That's it.
Don't you let me catch you messing around that apple tree. Oh, yeah. Ever since the world began.
People would say Elvis Presley was the ultimate honky. I might agree.
Listeners love the Greaseman.
Morning. Morning. Morning.
When I was in high school, we all smoked the old gold spin filters so we could try to buy a Corvette.
Well, how many? You'd have to smoke yourself into three graves to get enough coupons to buy a Corvette.
Yeah, well, there was four of us. We used to smoke a couple of packs a day, but we didn't smoke a couple of packs. What do you think about that, huh?
How do you like that? Well, that's wild. So I remember those ads.
Yeah, old gold spin filters. Yeah, and my mom, she always smoked the Terringtons because she'd always rather fight than switch.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's wild. So they would put a Corvette. Yes, you can have this Corvette. You only need 90,000 coupons. All right, thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. Thanks. Old gold spin filler. Hi.
What a hook.
It was a great hook. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
It was also, there was Raleigh's. You were right about the Raleigh's. I remember those because my dad used to have a pocket on the side of the Lazy Boy that he kept filled up with those Raleigh coupons.
Can you imagine that? You wad up a pack of cigarettes and then take the coupon and put it right there in the Lazy Boy. And every now and then you fill a book up and stagger into the place. Hey, is your daddy still with us?
Yes, he is. He's barely hanging on.
The Greaseman Show.
If you had the iron will, can you imagine that? All your friends have quit. They've gone through all these withdrawal and the nasal spray and all that crap.
Yeah.
And you're the only one at the dinner who pushes your plate ahead, opens the top buckle on your belt, and lights off a huge fat, unfiltered Chesterfield, inhaling greedily, maybe even French inhaling, further taunting these people as they sit there drumming their fingers nervously, remembering the glorious days. Nobody can complain. It's only one cigarette. You're not going to stink up the house with that. It's not going to get in people's hair, clothing, or curtains.
Right.
It's just one. Everybody else tantalized. The scent of coffee and a piece of pie, further compounding their need to inhale the delightful blend of Turkish and domestic tobacco.
Westwood One Entertainment's Greaseman Morning Show.
The Menendezes have a date with a gurney and a pointed needle. We will strap them in.
And as in the world of politics, Grease.
Yes. Wait a minute. Let me wheel the gurney in here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Here they come. I wonder if they'll allow them to be executed with their toupees on. Or will, at the last minute, when they expire, the toupee just flops back onto the sheet. They pick it up and throw it on their chest like a dead rat and wheel them out of there.
You are talking about the nonsensical ravings of a lunatic mind.
The Greaseman Show.
I tell you, even if there was a big asteroid that was headed for the planet Earth, and I knew that in 4 hours we'd be blown to smithereens, I'd still get my workout in. I mean, while the rest of the world ran in panic, you could see them going like rats in a Japanese movie, running up and down the subway stations, heading for the mountaintop, knowing in 3 hours an asteroid will smash the planet to bits. I'd be the one guy walking against the stream of traffic heading for the gym. Hey, can I get a spot here? I'd be getting passersby. Somebody want to spot me on a bench, please? See, if I figure I'm going to die, I'm going to die bulky. With a big pump. That way I can shoulder my way through the line at the pearly gates. I won't have to wait there. I'll be chucking people aside.
Agree.
Huh?
You lose the body. You don't have the body at the pearly gates. You heard?
Says who?
Well, we don't know that. Ain't nobody's come back to say. I would have biggest bad. I would have just bend open the pearly gates, grab them, and just say, I don't even want to wait in a while. Bend them open, go in the sideways.
The Grease Man's view of the world through rose-colored headphones.
Kind of music I used to play in my squad car when I was on patrol, driving the downtown beat. I'd look out the window at the gathered hookies and the pimps. At the Johns driving their fancy cars, trying to find them a slice. I'd watch the drug dealers, the shopkeepers. I'd watch the city come alive, an ecosystem unto itself. I'd keep this on my cassette player in the squad car, just to properly focus on the job ahead. Yes. The snitches, the stool pigeons, the box of Bavarian cream donuts on the seat next to me. This was my life. 870 Wingmaster pump ready to sling lead love notes at a moment's notice. Citation book in my lap. Radar gun, beaming carcinogens. The city streets, tires hissing through the rain. Nino Griesmanelli on patrol. Especially when it was hot in the summertime. I'd work without my uniform blouse, my badge pinned directly through my left breast. I was a punk.
Dudes.
Crying Tree, 1967. I stood there on the tarmac waiting for the latest bunch of recruits to get off the plane. I stood there and I said, I see they've sent me another bucket of scum from stateside. You call yourselves Marines. You couldn't find your behind with both hands. You couldn't pour pee out of a boot if the instructions were written on the bottom. And you call yourselves Marines. The hell's your name?
Doberman, sir.
Doberman. All right, Doberman. It looks like we've been working a little hard in the Twinkie factory. So let's get out there and move it.
Yes, sir.
That's it. You can't keep up the pace, eh?
I'm trying, Sarge.
You can't keep up the pace. Well, let me tell you something. I'm going to break you, Doberman. I'm going to break you.
In full cinemaphonic digital stereo sound.
That's the way we do things here in California. Let me tell you something. You ain't got proper documentation. And you decide you're going to drive at about 100 miles an hour. Well, we got a different welcoming ceremony. Some places, like in Hawaii, they'll throw a little bead of flowers around your neck. And you show up in Cincinnati, why, they give you a little homemade cider. Well, I tell you what, you show up in California, and you ain't got documentation, here's your welcome. Don't you come in this state or not?
Your audience will talk about the Grease Man every morning at work, around the espresso machine at Starbucks, every day to everyone they know. The Grease Man is Morning Drive from Westwood One Entertainment.
Time for Nino Maniacs. He has two dads to the max. And it hurts when one impacts. You'll cry and then collapse. We're Nino Maniacs.
Yes, we're nuts and nuts and nuts and we're going oh so wacky.
Yeah, man, I know I'm wacky.
But I can't help it. I am a man possessed. Nino Griesmanelli, Johnny Avocado, the man with the donut.
That's all, folks.
Hey, we're just beginning.
Coming soon to your radio station or a radio station near you.
Hi, it's Doug Tracht, the Grease Man. Well, now that we've piqued your interest in my morning show, I thought you might like to hear some actual unscoped segments of the Grease Man show. Hopefully, you'll be talking to your Westwood One Entertainment rep, and we'll be working together soon.
Man, how do we go from Clarence Frogman Henry to this? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Why,
Okay.
This is off the CD that we bought for the hell of it. It's called The Legends of the Accordion. Now, what I want to wonder...
Wait a minute. That, you know, that didn't even sound like an accordion to me.
It's a listen. Now, what I wonder, we buy these things because we use them going in and out of breaks and we play 20 seconds. I wonder who's going to spend $6.95 and say, honey, got the new Legends of the Accordion tape. And come home from work and put this on and just hang around the house. Da, 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 da,
da, da. Yeah!
Put a different one on. Let's see if somebody rolls this CD when they come home from work. This is the Dakota Polka. Lawrence Welk and his boy. It's lively.
Maybe on the way home from work, you could listen to it in the car.
On the way home from work?
Sure.
Can you imagine coming over to my house and say, oh, this is the Greasy's place. How's he listening to? You have a hot dame over for a big date, and she's all excited about being with you. Hey, can
I... Sauerkraut and brats out. Mm-hmm.
Can I put something on the stereo for you? It's just ridiculous.
I don't know. Yeah. Wow. I like that first one.
Well, you know, the accordion is the instrument of the den. Here we go.
Whoa.
Look at this guy go. He devoted his whole life to this, and here we are making fun of him. This is Lady of Spain on cocaine. Man, all right. Well, you come over next time you and I have a hot date at the Grease Palace, I'll bring my hits of the accordion.
All right. Well, you promised that you were going to, you know, tell me the story. So.
Oh, I don't know if I want to do that.
No, man, come on. Don't leave me hang. You made me hang and
They'll
wait
be throwing
through the
tomatoes
break.
At me. It was a different Grease Man. Well, is this the music here? It was a different kind of... Well,
for so little.
It was 10 years into the business. I realized that doing mornings was a living hell. Out of bed every day, 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, driving bleary-eyed into work. If only there were a way to cut back. But everyone said, no, Grease, we can't cut back. You gotta be on there at least 5 days a week, and then Saturday morning, a best-of show. What do you want? Broadcast success? Bucks? Or you want to be able to sleep late? Well, as a biology minor in college, I realized there had to be an answer. And so on my Sundays, I'd chip away at my skin, looking at it under a microscope. I mixed the RNA and the DNA. I took a skin sample from the back of my foot. Thick calluses. And then adding electricity, I noticed the skin would twitch. Finally, I made the right combination of mixtures, and I sat there in my laboratory. And I created my exact genetic duplicate.
Wow.
I cloned myself, Marcia. The day came that I added life and substance. It was like me in every respect. On that rainy night when I brought it to life, he sat up, he looked at me, he said, Wamo Donkey. I looked back, I said, Wamo Donkey. He said, Ding, Doop, Doon. I said, Dow, Deep, Doon. We ran to the mirror, we looked exactly the same. We dropped trowel, left doodad, hanging lower than the right. I said, My God, it's a miracle. Tufted to costal foliage, gleam in the eye. I taught it to talk, slowly but surely. Water-doodle-dottle-water-doodle-dottle-day. Water-doodle-dottle-little-day. It caught on immediately. It was, after all, me. I put headphones on it, listened to tapes of shrieking gone by. I said, you get the idea? You take a story, you exaggerate it to the nth degree. Bingo, bango, jing-a-jang-jango, you're on the air with it. The problem was, he'd go too far. He'd say horrible things. I mean, I'd get on the air and talk about, well, a little bit of I just think I'd get on the air and talk nasty. Say, yes, I had it splayed. And when the flying, I said, no, that's No, there's a certain subtlety you need. Subtlety was not the reason. Why subtlety? The reason you only got a 4 share. Come on, say it. Say what you're talking about, for God's sakes. He was cursing. He said the big F. He got us suspended for 3 days. But I couldn't go into the boss and say it's not me.
Right.
It was my clone. I'd be fired for that. That would certainly be a violation of my contract. I'd sit with him. I'd say, look, for God's sakes, you got to use your brain here. You got what I got inside? Remember, it's Gorgon. It's deep, deep. You can't actually do it. He said, you got no guts. You know that? That's a problem with you. You got no guts. If it was up to me, we'd be going places. People be waiting for you with shotguns outside the work instead of wingnut. I said, hey, 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 hey. Finally, I realized what I had created, I must cast asunder. And one day I said, look, I got a great idea for a bit. It's called Eye on the Sky. We do a little bit. We wonder who's hobbling and gobbling every day before we get on the air. While the city's still dark, we go up on the roof and we grab the handheld microphone and we point to an address and find out if there really is somebody there. I said, here, grab the mic. Take a peek. Sure enough, he said, all right, yeah, look at the lights over there. He looked, he leaned, I shoved. Dead.
Wow.
Splattered. I was arrested, booked, and convicted. The charge? Making an obscene clone fall. All right, no, wait a minute.
Why do I set myself up this way?
Well,
huh?
I told you I didn't want to do it.
Well, next time I'll go with you. I'll take your word for it, and I won't let you
all right, please,
embarrass yourself.
I mean, I'm
like
the judge
did.
Of this kind of thing. My God.
Unbelievable.
Hideously. All right, we'll take us a pause here. Got something hot standing by. Oh, yeah, Munchkin Fun. Munchkin Fun, Marcia. Yeah, man.
The donuts?
Yeah, well, actually, no. It's a little girl on the line who wants to go to Freaknik with me.
Hey,
and actually,
how little?
It's Grease. Well, it's a stand by.
Okay.
She's a sweetheart, so don't worry about a thing. I'll be right back with more of the Grease Mad Show. And so here we go, another glorious day. I mean, whatever happens today, at least we're ahead of the game. When you think about it, you could be face down in the dirt on a baseball diamond, clutching your chest.
Turn him up. Let him go. The Grease Man. Say it. Shrieking loud. Bold and proud. The Grease Man.
I'm ready. 8888 Grease. That's my telephone. Dial that thing. And we'll swap a story or two. How you doing, Marcia?
I'm good. I mean, you know, what's not to feel good about?
What's like not to
said,
like? You saw that umpire? His legs
face.
Go out from under him? Yeah, bit the dust. Idiots. But, you know, everybody's like, I can't believe all the articles in the paper this morning. Oh, God, he's not with us anymore. Here's a guy, 350 pounds.
He was huge.
I mean, and he had a history of irregular heartbeats. So what do they expect's going to happen when you walk around lead like that? I mean, I think actually he died the good death when you think about it.
Yeah.
You and me,
quick,
we
out of here. Yeah.
Yeah, we watch our diet, our cholesterol. We get checked. We get on the treadmill. We'll probably have the privilege of rotting to death of cancer, some hideous Alzheimer's, some long, lingering, painful death, some horrible disease. Mm-hmm. And here's this guy. One day he's doing what he loves. He's been an umpire for over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Turns around to scratch his doodads, and boom, he's dead. The way
so
to go.
He's been living his life to the fullest. I mean, he's obviously been eating everything he wanted to eat.
Right.
And enjoying his life.
Hedonistic. I mean, when you carry that kind of weight around, you really have to eat every minute of the day. When he wasn't on the baseball diamond, I'm sure he was going through wang dings and fried chicken. Just living his life. Never did one sit-up or push-up. Look at the time I waste in the gym every day. Day in, day out. I don't feel like going, but yet there I am, going to molecular dislocation. And here's a guy. He laughs. He just sat there, probably with a remote control on his belly. And just lived his life. And then, when his body couldn't take it anymore, heart attack at 51. So, that's the way to go. I mean, I had somebody close to me. I've decided, Marcia, that I'll probably end up with a bullet between my eyes one day. Because I had somebody close to me die of lung cancer. And I tell you, I never want to see that happen to anybody. I mean, it was terrible. Here was a guy walking 7-8 miles a day.
And he was fine until he got this extendo laryngitis. And then he goes in for an exam, and they say, well, you've got a little condition here. So the next thing you know, he's getting radiation, a lung collapses. He can't walk from the couch to the TV set.
Oh, my God.
One minute he's fine. Next minute, I think what I'll do is, God forbid I get diagnosed with something like that, I'm just going to live life to the fullest. Trip the light fantastic, and then when the pain gets too much, Egg McMagnum.
Call Dr. K.
One day, I'll be on the air, and you'll hear... That'll be that.
That's brutal, too. I mean, what if you miss and you end up surviving that?
No, that's why I'm going to use two.
Oh.
I've already thought it out. 357, roof of the mouth. Another 357, temple.
Oy.
Simultaneous. It's going to be a mess.
Yeah,
but I'm not going to screw it up.
We'll have to deal with that. It'll be brutal. It'll be awful.
Now I've also decided I'm going
to clean up the mess.
Now I'm going to do it on the front steps of a hospital with a little note pinned to my chest. Use my organs. But they won't want them if I do that, because that means I got some hideous disease, I guess.
That's right.
Yeah, they won't be able to transplant the brain. That'll be for 16 square blocks, but... That's what I've decided, Marcia. We trip the light fantastic. We enjoy life as much as possible. And then, when it's over, it's over. I've decided I'm not going to linger through extended treatments, through Greaseman bake sales. Let's raise some money. No. Goodbye, Grease. Staggering out to some stadium.
This is the happiest day that I've ever had in my life.
My epitaph will be simple. It'll read simply, that's it. And then I'm out of here. Out of here. Yeah, I'll keep lifting weights.
Sad.
Don't be sad. I'm just wanting you to know, Marcia, make the most of me while you got me. Because I'm not lingering around. I mean, I'll get my diagnosis, and God forbid I get a diagnosis of something horrible. First thing I'll do is buy a fifth of brandy and a pack of Camels. We'll have one last dance. I'll swirl you around the dance floor in the moonlight. I'll kiss you gently. Say, excuse me, Marcia, I got to step outside for a second. That'll be it. I mean, I've spent some time in the hospital. I don't like it. I'm not doing it anymore.
What happened?
Well, I broke a leg in a ski accident, so that's obviously not life-threatening, but it was just humiliating being in there. It was like a compound fracture. The bone was through the leg, and as I was in the hospital, you know, I was in a lot of pain, so they decided to give me some morphine. So this 50-ish nurse, Beefy, the German accent comes in. She says, yeah, you ready for your shot? I said, yeah, all right. She said, where do you want it? I said, how about the inside of my left thigh? She said, okay. So she lifts the sheet. And she says, okay, small prick. To this day, I don't know if she was warning me about impending pain or making an editorial comment. You know what I'm saying?
Grease.
All right, we'll take a short break here. We'll come back. 8888 Grease. Go ahead, dial that thing. The umpire. Did he die a good death? I say, sweet. He did. He died with Twinkies on his breath. I mean, if you got the diagnosis, would you take the quick shot out of here, or would you go through heroic measures? 8888 Grease. Give me 15 more minutes. We got a Lollapalooza of a Hootenanny lineup for you, so please linger longer for more of the Grease Man Show.